became interested in these issues through a very unusual channel, which is that I completed several years of field work among Americans involved in what's called New Age religion. And in the course of working with them, I became aware of a criticism that groups like New Agers are actually stealing religious beliefs and practices from indigenous groups. It was an interesting issue to me because in the case of the repatriation of physical objects, you're dealing with something that can only be in one place at one time. When Guatemala or Mexico demands that an artifact taken from a Maya archaeological site be repatriated, it's a piece of physical property that only one person or entity can own. Where information is concerned, information can be in multiple places at the same time. So when the movement towards the repatriation of cultural property began to morph into a demand that information be repatriated, it raised fascinating issues. What does it mean to repatriate something that can in fact exist in multiple sites simultaneously? And what are the moral and the legal implications of intercultural borrowing? What does it actually mean when a group of middle-class Anglo-Americans engage in shamanic rituals that are inspired by or perhaps even taught by a Tzotzil shaman? It raises a lot of interesting issues about globalization, about the nature of culture in general, about the precarious state that indigenous peoples find themselves in many parts of the world, and the extent to which they own their own knowledge.